from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Celebrating the first Eagles win of the season.
Celebrating?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know if this is sound like
well,
a celebration.
Well, come on. I'm trying to make it sound like
no, it's big. It's
festive.
Big. A lot of Phil's gear in here. A
lot of Phil's gear.
Now, Pearl Jam fans?
Yeah, now over in South Philly today, Phil's play Tampa. And then Pearl Jam plays their second of two shows. So should be, and then Brandon Graham here at 6 o'clock. Should be a packed house.
This is my favorite time of the year.
Pearl Jam time?
Well,
you're more of a live guy? You think 10's one of the best albums of all time?
Just saying. Phillies coming down the stretch. We're getting ready for Red October.
Yep.
Eagle season has started.
Yep.
The temperature's dropping just a little bit. I got college football. You know, it's a Sixers right around the corner. This is just the best time of the year, man.
It felt like playoff baseball weather this morning.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year.
Hoodie weather. Coming up after the top five at five, we will get into some of the things that happened in the division, you know, including Dak Prescott making a promise that he will probably not live up to.
Well, Dak got that bread, man.
And the Giants, maybe it's not going so well. Over there for those guys. That might be the Bill Belichick destination. But we will do everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show right now.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Speaking of five, by the way, Donovan McNabb usually joins us on Mondays, but will be joining us tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
He'll be with us tomorrow.
Yes. All right.
So what have you today is the game balls. When they win, they get game balls. When they lose, they get blames. It's as, it's as simple as that. That's
okay.
What we do.
All right.
We're a bread and butter show here. Number five, the fifth game ball goes to Devontae Smith. I thought clutch late, tough runs late, and he won me money. He got, for some reason, they kept throwing. Nope. You keep it down. I see your face moving over there.
I just remembered.
He didn't come in with his shirt off.
Oh, no, really? Did you just remember?
I did.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Is that he won you money,
yeah.
But you're supposed to do the show naked today.
Mm. I decided today I wasn't doing that. So I'm sorry.
Good decision.
Yeah,
by you.
Like, listen, I'll take the accountability chart and you can, you know, take stars off.
Yeah, I think we need to.
No one's held more accountable in this city than me.
Well,
I think it's pretty close. Me and Jalen are number one and number two in terms of being held accountable. But I did think, like, clutch late. What did you think of the decision to pass on the with like 2 minutes and 15 seconds left?
I loved it as
a run situation.
I loved it. It was what? There was seven to go? It was second and seven or third and seven? I loved it. Look, they get another first down there. They essentially can win the game. I mean, they can do what they did, get the clock all the way down to 29 seconds. They don't get the first down there. All of a sudden, Green Bay has the ball with over 2 minutes left, or just about 2 minutes left, which is kind of terrifying considering the big plays they had. I like the decision to throw it there, actually. Ike?
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Well, how about, speaking of the Green Bay mistakes, how about the guy taking the ball out on the final kickoff?
Oh yeah.
No, that was a more egregious
mistake.
He could have
got
right
at the 30.
It was insane.
That was stupid.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It was insane.
The fourth game ball goes to Quinyon Mitchell. I think he's turning into a quick fan favorite here. I think everyone was in the second he started talking trash after the first deep ball. People like that. And to his credit, like, the Packers went at him all night. You know, like, they seemed to go away from Slay and challenge the rookie. And I thought he looked good. He looked like he belonged.
Yeah. He's probably not used to that. Being in college, they probably stayed away from him as much. But when you're the rookie, they're going to test you. And so they tested him 10 targets. He gave up 6 catches, I think like 62 yards. Nothing major, no touchdowns. And he batted balls away. Like, and could have easily picked off a pass. Yeah, I thought he had a pretty good rookie debut.
I agree. I don't know how you can't be thrilled with that as the first-round pick at this point.
Yep.
Only one game, but everything he's shown so far, even through camp, and for Fangio to have the confidence in him that I think he does have, shows you something as well.
I'm curious when Isaiah Rodgers is healthy. Now, he was slated to start on the outside. Do we think that's Quinyon's job now, and then Isaiah takes more Avante Maddox? I didn't think Avante had a great game.
No, he was bad.
Is that Isaiah Rodgers' spot?
So, just like I wanted Quinyon Mitchell to be out there, no disrespect to Isaiah Rodgers, this guy's our first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's going to be our future CB1. He needs to be playing. You know who else needs to be playing? Cooper DeJean. So, as soon as Cooper is caught up and he has his sea legs under him, he should be the nickel guy, and Quinyon Mitchell should be on the outside. And if we get four receivers or somebody gets banged up, then you bring in Isaiah Rodgers. Start getting our defense ready for the future. These guys are cornerstones of what we're going to do moving forward.
You know, about Cooper, with him essentially missing almost all of training camp, how long does that take with the limited amount of practice there is during the year? How long does that take to get him to a point to where he can actually contribute? I think he played 5 snaps.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Vic Fangio knows what he wants and what he's looking for. But I'm just giving it to you off the top of my head. To me, he should be okay in 2 weeks. Like, it's really just about understanding the concepts of the defense. He's been in all the meetings, so he knows it. And it's just getting conditioning out there. Like, they drafted this kid to play. He was running with the first team as a nickel before that in the mini camp. So, to me, you just continue that trajectory. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell should be out there playing. No disrespect to any of those other guys, but that's our future right there.
For sure. The third game ball goes to A.J. Brown, not only for the big catch that he had, going over 100 yards and getting a big touchdown there, part of the parlay that I won, but he also played cornerback in the final drive that pretty much iced the game. If Jalen throws an interception there, totally different ball game. We'll be talking about a loss.
You know, A.J. Brown, man.
So good.
Dude, we are really lucky that we got A.J. Brown, man. I mean, I want to throw the ball to him every time.
Yeah.
I understand why Jalen does. Like, I want to throw it to him every time. The dude is big. Pause. Strong. You know what I mean? He got in the open field. And for a guy who doesn't look that fast,
he ran away from everyone.
He outran 2 DBs out there.
Yeah.
With no problem.
No.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to get some scrub either.
No, he's going to get some. Jair Alexander as a corner. He is awesome as a corner. And AJ cooked him. Love it. Love A.J. Brown, man. Yep. My goodness, that's T.O.
Would never trade him for Patrick Surtain.
I don't even know why somebody would suggest that.
Only in February will we come up with those type of
thoughts. I
didn't
know if they were going to pay both, and he didn't go to the Tampa Bay Bucs game, and I thought he was on the outs with the quarterback. All right, sue me. Second game ball.
You know, I did talk to Jack early that day.
Yeah.
Because we knew the show was happening. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't here yet, so I would talk to Jack every day. Hey, what are you guys doing? I thought it was a good topic.
I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good topic, too.
I'm glad we didn't make that trade.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, Surtain's a good player. The second game ball goes to Zach Bond. I mean.
Oh, you're getting defensive love.
Come on. He deserves it, man. He was all over the field. And I've seen a linebacker or a play like that, I feel like, since Nigel Bradham in Carolina in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 15 tackles?
Yeah. He started bringing up his high school. He had 97 touchdowns in high school. He's a quarterback.
I was about to say, what the hell? Yeah, 97 touchdowns.
Something like that. He's a quarterback. He's an all-state basketball player. But either way, Zach Bond, they made this joke a lot in the middays, but we haven't seen a 53 play like that in a long time around the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
He was great. I hope it is.
Real?
Yeah, I hope it is a sign of what's to come.
Yeah.
You know, because now he probably had more opportunities because of the situation that the defensive line was in, because of the grass and all that kind of stuff. But he rose to the occasion. Yeah. He was certainly really important. They don't win that game without him on Friday night.
He was a monster. But my number one game ball, I think this is obvious.
Oh!
Jalen.
This goes to all the dorks out there. The fake smart football analyst saying, you never want to pay a running back. You see what he did? See what Saquon did? Man. He's real. He's ours. He still looks fast. Like, I was worried. Like, one of my worries of Saquon was, like, is he cooked? Like, does he have much burst left?
Yeah.
Holy cow. He has burst. He's fast. Saquon's a monster.
He is shifty. When you talk about you can find a running back anywhere in the draft, and it's true, you can find good running backs later in the draft, and if your team is good enough, offensive line is good enough, they'll create the holes, and that running back can be successful. So, yeah, can you find a good running back in the third, fourth, or fifth round? Sure. You ain't finding a special running back third, fourth, fifth, and sixth round. That usually doesn't happen. And this kid, whether you agree with the philosophy or not, was arguably the top talent in the draft that he came out in.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants took him number two overall. And when you watch him run, the subtle movement that he has as a running back, just little things like being able to change direction in a phone booth, right? He's in these tight quarters, and he doesn't just plow into guys. Sometimes he can make a guy miss right there in the hole. Some of these replays I've watched of these runs of his, the most impressive one was the one where they started off to the right. There was nothing there. He shifts, comes back to the left, puts his foot in the ground, and boom! That's the 30-something yard run he had.
And by the way, he puts his inside foot in the ground.
Which is almost impossible.
I don't know how he didn't fall down doing it. His center, his balance is so good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many passes he's going to catch this year, but one thing you saw with that the touchdown reception is that he is capable of making wide receiver-like catches. This is not a guy that you're only going to throw screens to or throw to him in the flat or whatever. He looked like that was a wide receiver catch in the end zone that he made.
Well, and I loved the one run down towards the end zone where he just tried to run the guy over.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, he's fast, he's shifty.
He got that power there,
but he
too.
He can also run you over. I mean, what a debut. And he had to feel like, where's this been my entire career?
Yeah. Well, he wants to prove something to people right now, specifically the Giants. And the only thing that he's going to be such a huge part of the offense. I just hope he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That's it.
No doubt.
You know, he's had some injury things. Yeah. And look, whether he gets 18 carries or 24 carries, like, that's not going to make the difference. What's going to make the difference is, like, a little bit of luck. But hopefully he is in situations now where he trusts the offensive line, he trusts the coordinator, and he's, you know, doing the right things that keep him out of harm's way when he doesn't need to be in harm's way. But he was awesome. He was a killer. He was awesome. Yeah. This hour, is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, a little bit of Cowboys, a little bit of Giants here. Now, Cowboys, of course, I mean, I expected them to lose. Deshaun Watson's obviously cooked. It was a good performance, I would say, by the Dallas Cowboys. If you're a Cowboys fan, you have to be, you know, excited about how they played.
It's a good win.
Now, Dak Prescott, it was announced right before, the highest-paid NFL player of all time, said this. Now, where was this, Jack?
It was on ESPN.
On ESPN. Said this.
Let's speak it into existence. The 2024 Dallas Cowboys.
24 Dallas Cowboys.
Will
win the Super Bowl.
On Fox.
On Fox. In New Orleans.
They will win the Super Bowl. So there you go. Dak's promise.
Yeah.
Joe Namath part two.
Yeah. What the hell? You got nothing to lose. Throw it out there, Dak.
You might as well. Honestly.
Nothing else has worked.
Honestly, if it works, he's a legend.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And if it doesn't, it's just the same old Cowboys. Yeah. Good win by them yesterday. Cleveland stinks. We see them in a few weeks. I don't know if they are as bad as they looked yesterday and Dallas is as good as they looked at times yesterday, or is it just the first week?
Cleveland was good last year.
Yeah.
I just wonder what happened to that quarterback. I mean, he can't do anything.
Nope.
He is as inaccurate as he could have possibly. He was throwing. There's that one he threw on the sideline. He overthrew the guy by 15 or 20 yards. I don't know what he's doing.
I was watching Red Zone yesterday, so I didn't get to watch a lot of the Cowboys game from a totality standpoint. It's a certain commentator in the booth. How did he do yesterday?
Oh, Brady?
Yeah.
So people were all over him. He sounded nervous in the beginning.
Okay.
I think he was so-so. But I would also say that job, doing color, is much harder than I think people give it credit for, in that the thing that you don't plan for, that Tom Brady's never had to plan for in all of his interviews and things like that, is like, okay, you have 20 seconds to talk, and you don't know what the topic's going to be until the play is over.
Yeah.
And you also don't know what your partner's going to say to you until that happens either. And it's just way harder. It's why I have so much respect for Mike Quick, because he kept at it. Now he's really, really good.
I was going to say, Mike probably had his struggles in the beginning too.
Yeah, so yeah. I think the thing is with Tom Brady, he's a psychopath, and he wants to be great at everything. And I would not put it past him to be a psychopath about
totally
this and eventually be good at it.
Totally agree.
So it's fun to watch him nervous and not be great. And, you know, he's also got that thing, too, where I don't know how critical he wants to be, especially wants to be a minority owner of a team. You know, so he'll have to get past that as well.
Yeah.
But even the people who are naturally good at it, it still takes a lot of work to be really good at color. So that's what I thought.
I agree.
Now, the Giants did not have such a... Daniel Jones looks terrified, honestly, and that season looks almost over. And they started booing. The Giants fans started booing after the first quarter. So they asked Dexter Lawrence in the locker room, Sexy Dexy, as they call him.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Yep. Sexy Dexy, about the booing, and here's what he had to say.
You're on defense, not offense, but there was some fans did not seem very happy at a lot of points in this game. Could you hear that on the sideline?
Could I hear the fans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
however many fans there are.
Yeah, booing at home. Yeah, booing your team.
Could I hear them?
Yeah.
Can you get another question, please?
Do you pay? What do you make of that? What do you make of the boys?
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. It just is what it is.
I don't respect it.
Yeah.
It's a rough patch.
It sure is. About 5-6 years of it.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well for them.
No.
Now, I went to several Giants games when I was up there, and I would not describe...
Did you wear your Eagles gear?
I did not. I was working for the home of the Giants.
I know. Deep breath.
So, but I would not describe their fans as aggressive at all.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk through that parking lot with Eagles gear and feel safe. So I didn't expect what happened to Daniel Jones as he left MetLife Stadium yesterday. Here's what happened.
Daniel! I need a million! I need a million! I need a mill, Danny. I need a mill. Give me a you stop.
That is rough.
Yeah, it's been rough for those Giants fans, man. They got to watch Daniel Jones. Who the hell was the quarterback before him? Eli? Eli didn't look good.
Well, especially the last couple years.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying Eli hadn't looked good since 2011.
Right.
When they won their last Super Bowl.
Got
so.
For Geno.
I need a million.
I need a million.
I need a million. Boo. Yeah, it's not going to – I don't think he'll be starting in 3 weeks. I think
– In 3 weeks?
Yeah, he looks mentally cooked. Well, and he's a guy when you're in his presence doesn't really have command of
sure.
the room.
Doesn't yeah. exude confidence.
And I also think a guy like that who doesn't exude confidence and then all of a sudden during Hard Knocks you're watching your general manager and your head coach basically talk about wanting somebody else.
Yep.
You know, and he's been hurt so many times. I think he's gun-shy. He looked terrified yesterday. That's going to go hard. I bet Drew Lock is starting in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, is that the backup quarterback?
Yeah. Yep. It's Drew Lock and Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, I saw him and his mom cooked up some cutlets for the crowd yesterday.
Yeah.
How about that?
I met the mom. Did I tell you I met the mom? I didn't know it was her. I tried to kick her out of a VIP thing we had.
That a wow.
And I was like, you got to get out of here. And she's like, I'm Tommy DeVito's mom.
Wow. You're something.
Do you know who I am?
And I was like, right, but where's your pass?
Right.
So, coming up next, we got a couple of things. First of all, coming up at 6 o'clock, we have the Brandon Graham Show with me, Brandon Graham, and Howard Eskin. That's coming up at 6 o'clock in here at Chickies and Pete's because you'll be hearing the Phillies on WIP. We have Leading Off coming up. We have the text line, and we're going to play a game because we got a pair of tickets to give away.
Yes.
So we're going to – what do we call it? Do we call it Eagle in the Envelope?
Eagle in the Envelope, baby.
Eagle in the Envelope. So we have a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight, which happens Saturday at the Expo Center at Oaks from noon until 4. It is a great event. It benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. McKenna Massey was 14 years old. She was diagnosed with leukemia in 2018. She ended up losing that battle 9 months later. And they started the Fight on McKenna Foundation in her honor. It helps families that are facing pediatric cancer. You know, obviously, children and families that are facing pediatric cancer. She was a huge Eagles fan, and she loved food and spicy food. So Bite for the Fight is this tasting event with signature dishes from, like, tens and tens. I think almost 30 different local restaurants and places. And you get to try all of them. And there's a silent auction there. And Jose Garces, celebrity chef there, Chad Rosenthal as well. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. A great event and a great charity. I'll be there hosting it. But we have a pair to give away next. So we're going to clear out the phone lines.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is you're going to have to guess which Eagles linebacker we're thinking of.
Eagles linebacker.
In the history of the Eagles.
Yeah, ask us a yes or no question.
You get one yes or no question, and then you get a guess.
Yes. Yep.
So that is next. We're clearing the lines. If you'd like to win the tickets, 215-592-9494. IRISE, I'm sorry, who's on the line. You're going to have to go. Sorry, we can't hear from a Cowboys fan.
No, not today.
So that is next. Again.
And you got your back beat in this week, IRISE. That's right.
Wow, someone finally beat Ike. Or Ike finally beat someone.
Ike finally beat
someone. That's the other way, Jack. Thank you.
All right.
Damn.
So that is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And also, call if you'd like to win the tickets and play Eagle in the Envelope, 215-592-9494. So we've had a lot of bad memories when we hear the phrase gold standard when we think about our football team. But you only have good memories when you think about the phrase gold standard when it comes to getting a brand new car if you go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. They are the gold standard for buying a brand new car. And it comes down to their commitment. That is John Ashdell, the cars are, and the staff at Colonial, to giving you a faster, easier, and better experience. Faster, one of the things is you're not going to have to wait for the car that you want. They got over 200 vehicles in stock, so they have the perfect car. And when you speak of perfect, you have to think about price. You always do. Over 80 of those cars are less than 30 grand. They're going to make it easy with financing, as low as 0% on select 2024s and easy as well when you think about your trade. Maybe it's a piece of junk. Maybe it barely even runs anymore. But they're going to give you $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition. And every car that drives off the lot comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brandon Graham show coming up live from Chickies and Pizza at 6. We'd love for you to join us, Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. We have leading off in about 10 minutes, getting you ready for Philly's Rays. But now, Eagle in the Envelope.
Yes.
So here's how this works. Now, we have a pair of tickets to go to Bite for the Fight on Saturday, the Expo Center at Oaks. Noon until 4 benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. I'll be there hosting. You can buy tickets if you'd like at biteforthefight.com. But we have a pair to give away. Here's how Eagle in the Envelope works. We are thinking of an Eagles linebacker.
Yes.
Could be past or present. Any Eagles linebacker of all time. We will put you on the air. You get to ask one yes or no question and then a guess. It would behoove you to listen to the other questions that the people ask so you don't ask the same one. Now, Jack, if they ask the same one...
Disqualified.
They're disqualified. Okay. So if you'd like to play, this is going to go fast. But if you'd like to play, we do have a couple more lines open. 215-592-9494. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. G from Lindenwood. You're on WIP.
Yes, sir. Did he get coached under Andy Reid?
He did.
I'm going to go and say Carlos Simmons.
Oh, great guess.
Wrong.
But no.
Larry, you're on WIP.
Did he play for another team besides the Eagles?
Yes.
Let's go with the X-Men, Jeremiah Trotter.
That is incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. 215-592-9494. Tom in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Was he a free agent signing?
He was not.
He was not.
Michael Kendrick.
Good answer, but no.
No. Not Michael Kendricks. We had high hopes for Michael Kendricks.
Man, before the off-the-field stuff, he was a good player.
Yeah. Katie in Delaware, you're on WIP.
I was just going to ask a question. I was just going to make a guess.
That's even better.
Sure.
Trotter.
Awesome.
Trotter? Already said.
Yeah. Yep. You should listen to the people before you. Listen to the people before you. You know what? I'm not going to give him a mat in Atlanta because there's no way he's going to go. Grant, you're on WIP.
Hey, did he play on the Super Bowl team 2004?
He did not.
Mark Cimino?
Good guess. But
hilarious.
No.
Who actually played on the Super Bowl team in 2004. Yeah.
Some people have their answers. And once they get...
It's not going to change their mind.
They're not going to change their mind.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagle in the Envelope. It is a linebacker for two tickets to Bite for the Fight at the Expo Center at Oaks on Saturday. Andrew in Redding, you're on WIP.
Hey, I heard what you said about Andy Reid, but did he also play for Ray Rhodes?
No.
No, he did not.
No. All right, well, I was going to guess Willie T, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
Great guess,
that's
Andrew.
Good guess.
Mike in Burlington, you're on WIP.
Did he play in 2009 for the Eagles?
He did, I think.
He didn't play. Yeah. He was
I think
hurt.
He did.
Yeah, but he was on the team
he
in
was
2000.
On the team.
That's the point, yes. Fritz.
Wait, he was on the team but didn't play? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he was on the team.
Okay. Trent Cole.
Not a linebacker.
Not a linebacker. Rick in Danielsville, what's your question?
Could he still possibly be playing?
No.
No.
I'm going to say Pitt.
Who?
Who the hell is Pitt?
I'm sorry. I'm losing it. All my other guesses were taken. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. So he just made up a name.
Pitts?
I love it. Pitts.
Come on. There's like a million Eagles linebackers.
All right. 215-592-9494.
No one's even guessed Ike yet.
It's a yes.
Well, once you said he didn't play for Ray Rhodes, that moves me out.
It's Eagle in the Envelope. Matt in Abington, you're on WIP. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Was his number in the 50s?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Chris Gokong?
No.
Ooh, good answer. I did mention
Chris Gokong to Jack yesterday, actually. Ryan in Fishtown.
Did he play in 2007 for the Eagles?
Yes.
Is it Tequila Spike?
It is not Takiyo Spikes.
Man, we're close.
How many people remember Spikes played here? That's
Spikes.
My guy. Love Spikes.
Megan in Avondale. You're on WIP.
Oh.
Tom in Broomall. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Is it number 56, Mike Caldwell?
Sure is not.
It is not.
He was not on the 2019.
Played for Ray Rhodes.
Matt in Belmar. You're on WIP.
I was going to say Mike Pimples.
Yep.
No. We got a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight on Saturday. It's Eagle in the Envelope. We are thinking of an Eagles linebacker, past or present.
That played under Andy Reid.
Lee in Deptford. You're on WIP.
How you doing? Is it number 56, Mike Caldwell?
Yep, great guess.
Still, oh no,
still not Mike Caldwell. Pat in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Is it Stuart Bradley?
Yeah,
it's Stuart Bradley. Thank God.
Hold up.
What?
I forgot to tell him about self.
Okay, so it's not your fault.
It's my
Justin.
Fault. Yeah. It's my fault. It's my fault. I just forgot the buzzer.
It's all right. Blame it on me.
No, it's been.
Nah, that's Jack's fault.
No, it's Jack's fault. Yes.
Accountability. Yeah,
for sure. All right, congratulations, Pat. Pat, we'll get your info in a minute. We have time to do text line,
right?
We do. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike today. The media is here to hold the teams accountable. Ask Nick the hard questions. Also, Spike interviewing Daryl Morey on the show. So, Daryl, I tell everyone here that you should already be in the Hall of Fame. You agree, right? Mark and Monco.
Fair point.
But I do say it, and I do believe he is.
Well, what happened to the tough questions?
Yeah, I asked him tough questions. I asked him good questions.
I thought you did.
I asked Daryl Morey tough questions. We have him on the podcast.
And it was a time to celebrate Daryl Morey.
Yeah, it was
not
the Paul George
critical,
thing.
Yes.
What was I going to say?
It was right after the playoffs. A different story.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted hard-hitting questions about the series.
I rarely, if ever, tell people to listen to the podcast, but.
Are you trying to plug the pod right now?
I'm not. But if you know what my podcast is, go listen to the Daryl Morey interviews. We are plenty hard on Daryl Morey. But we had him on to celebrate the Paul George
thing. Paul's right
yeah.
there, man.
My well, yep. might be true. All right. What's next?
Herb getting kidnapped in Brazil.
Where's Herb?
Have we heard from Herb?
Did he make
That's
it
right.
home?
That's right. We have not heard from Herb, man.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was staying longer, wasn't he?
Allegedly.
Well, he rented that apartment, bought the $400 bathing suit.
He got the blue train, red train.
Blue train, red
blue
train.
Blue shoes. Got it all, man.
Blue shoes, blue train, apartment. Sounds like a party to me. What's next?
Thanks a lot, Joe in Cincinnati.
It is our fault.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Joe Burrow? Oh,
yeah,
we jinxed him.
We totally jinxed him.
We both said, did we all three
all
of us say?
All three said MVP.
MVP. Yeah. I had him winning the Super Bowl.
Which I appreciate. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes. Well, it's just one game. I don't know if they play a lot of them.
They play a lot of them.
The other team's other team wants to win too. What's next?
I respect your question, but with respect to competitive advantage, I'm going to keep it close to the vest. Nick Sirianni, after his wife asks, "How was your day?"
He loves that, the competitive advantage thing.
Do you think it's because he doesn't know the answer?
I think that's what they told him to say.
Okay, what's next?
New afternoon show rule. If you have to be reminded to take yourself off mute in a presser, you lose Infinity Eagles Insider of the Year points. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, who was the one who
was that?
The guy that writes for The Athletic.
Brooks.
The new guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooks.
What is next?
I can watch games from around the league. I can scout future opponents. I can update the iOS on my phone. I can binge watch seasons of Baywatch. Nick Sirianni sitting at the podium listing things he can do in his new role.
It was a long answer.
I'll tell you what he can't do is take 25 minutes of our show every Monday.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, I was going to say welcome back.
All right. We got a baseball team in town, 7 games up on the Mets and Braves, and they play a home game tonight at Citizens Bank Park. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brandon Graham show coming up live from Chickies and Pizza at 6. We'd love for you to join us, Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. We have leading off in about 10 minutes, getting you ready for Philly's Rays. But now, Eagle in the Envelope.
Yes.
So here's how this works. Now, we have a pair of tickets to go to Bite for the Fight on Saturday, the Expo Center at Oaks. Noon until 4 benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. I'll be there hosting. You can buy tickets if you'd like at biteforthefight.com. But we have a pair to give away. Here's how Eagle in the Envelope works. We are thinking of an Eagles linebacker.
Yes.
Could be past or present. Any Eagles linebacker of all time. We will put you on the air. You get to ask one yes or no question and then a guess. It would behoove you to listen to the other questions that the people ask so you don't ask the same one. Now, Jack, if they ask the same one...
Disqualified.
They're disqualified. Okay. So if you'd like to play, this is going to go fast... But if you'd like to play, we do have a couple more lines open. 215-592-9494. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. G from Lindenwood. You're on WIP.
Yes, sir. Did he get coached under Andy Reid?
He did.
I'm going to go and say Carlos Simmons.
Oh, great guess.
Wrong.
But no.
Larry, you're on WIP.
Did he play for another team besides the Eagles?
Yes.
Let's go with the X-Man, Jeremiah Trotter.
That is incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. 215-592-9494. Tom in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Was he a free agent signing?
He was not.
He was not.
Michael Kendrick.
Good answer, but no.
No. Not Michael Kendricks. We had high hopes for Michael Kendrick.
Man, before the off-the-field stuff, he was a good player.
Yeah. Katie in Delaware, you're on WIP.
I was just going to ask a question. I was just going to make a guess.
That's even better.
Sure.
Trotter.
Awesome.
Trotter? Already said.
Yeah. Yep. You should listen to the people before you. Listen to the people before you. You know what? I'm not going to give him a mat in Atlanta because there's no way he's going to go. Grant, you're on WIP.
Hey, did he play on the Super Bowl team 2004?
He did not.
Mark Cimino?
Good guess, but
hilarious.
No.
Who actually played on the Super Bowl team in 2004? Yeah.
Some people have their answers, and once they get...
It's not going to change their mind.
They're not going to change their mind.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's Eagle in the Envelope. It is a linebacker for two tickets to Bite for the Fight at the Expo Center at Oaks on Saturday. Andrew in Redding, you're on WIP.
Hey, I heard what you said about Andy Reid, but did he also play for Ray Rhodes?
No.
No, he did not.
No. All right, well, I was going to guess Willie T, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
Great guess,
that's
Andy.
Good guess.
Mike in Burlington, you're on WIP.
Did he play in 2009 for the Eagles?
He did, I think.
He didn't play. Yeah, he was
hurt.
Yeah, but he was on the team
in 2009.
That's the point, yes. Fritz.
Wait, he was on the team but didn't play? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he was on the team.
Okay. Trent Cole.
Not a linebacker.
Not a linebacker. Rick in Danielsville, what's your question?
Could he still possibly be playing?
No.
No.
I'm going to say Pitt.
Who?
Who the hell is Pitt?
I'm sorry. I'm losing it. All my other guesses were taken. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. So he just made up a name.
Pitts?
I love it. Pitts.
Come on. There's like a million Eagles linebackers.
All right. 215-592-9494.
No one's even guessed Ike yet.
It's a yes.
Well, once you said he didn't play for Ray Rhodes, that moves me out.
It's Eagle in the Envelope. Matt in Abington, you're on WIP. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Was his number in the 50s?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Chris Gokong?
No.
Ooh,
I did mention Chris Gokong to Jack yesterday, actually. Ryan in Fishtown.
Did he play in 2007 for the Eagles?
Yes.
Was it Tequila Spike?
It is not Tequila Spike.
Man, we're close.
How many people remember Spikes played here?
Love
That's
Spikes.
My guy. Love Spikes.
Megan in Avondale. You're on WIP.
Oh.
Tom and Broomall, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Is it number 56, Mike Caldwell?
Sure is not.
It is not.
He was not on the 2019.
He played for Ray Rhodes.
Matt and Belmar, you're on WIP.
I was going to say Mike Pimble.
Yep.
No. We got a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight on Saturday. It's Eagle in the Envelope. We are thinking of an Eagles linebacker, past or present.
That played under Andy Reid.
Lee and Deptford, you're on WIP.
How you doing? Is it number 56, Mike Caldwell?
Great guess.
Still not Mike Caldwell. Pat in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Is it Stuart Bradley?
Yeah!
It's Stuart Bradley. Thank God.
Hold up.
What?
I forgot to tell him about that.
Okay, so it's not your fault,
it's my
Justin.
Fault. Yeah. It's my fault. I just forgot the buzzer.
It's all right. Blame it on me.
No, it's been,
nah, that's Jack's
no,
fault.
It's Jack's fault.
Yeah,
it's Jack's fault.
Accountability. Yeah,
for sure. All right, congratulations, Pat. Pat, we'll get your info in a minute. We have time to do text line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we do. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike today. The media is here to hold the teams accountable. Ask Nick the hard questions. Also, Spike interviewing Daryl Morey on the show. So, Daryl, I tell everyone here that you should already be in the Hall of Fame. You agree, right? Mark and Monco.
Fair point.
But I do say it, and I do believe he is.
Well, what happened to the tough questions?
Yeah, I asked him tough questions. I asked him good questions.
I thought you did.
I asked Daryl Morey tough questions. We have him on the podcast.
And it was a time to celebrate Daryl Morey.
Yeah, it was
not
the Paul George
critical,
thing.
Yes.
What was I going to say?
It was right after the playoffs. A different story.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted hard-hitting questions about the series.
I rarely, if ever, tell people to listen to the podcast, but.
Are you trying to plug the pod right now?
I'm not. But if you know what my podcast is, go listen to the Daryl Morey interviews. We are plenty hard on Daryl Morey. But we had him on to celebrate the Paul George thing.
That's a serious pause right there, man.
Well, yeah, might be true. All right. What's next?
Herb getting kidnapped in Brazil.
Where's Herb?
Have we heard from Herb?
Did he make it home?
That's right. We have not heard from Herb, man.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was staying longer, wasn't he?
Allegedly.
Well, he rented that apartment, bought the $400 bathing suit.
He got the blue train, red train.
Blue train, red train.
Blue shoes. Got it all, man.
Blue shoes, blue train, apartment. Sounds like a party to me. What's next?
Thanks a lot, Joe in Cincinnati.
It is our fault.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Joe Burrow? Oh,
yeah.
We jinxed him.
We totally jinxed him.
We both said, did we all three of us say?
All three said MVP.
Yeah. I had him winning the Super Bowl.
Which I appreciate. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes. Well, it's just one game. I don't know if they play a lot of them.
They play a lot of them.
The other team's other team wants to win too. What's next?
I respect your question, but with respect to competitive advantage, I'm going to keep it close to the vest. Nick Sirianni, after his wife asks, "How was your day?"
He loves that, the competitive advantage thing.
Do you think it's because he doesn't know the answer?
I think that's what they told him to say.
Okay, what's next?
New afternoon show rule. If you have to be reminded to take yourself off mute and oppressor, you lose Infinity Eagles Insider of the Year points. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, who was the one who
Who was that?
The guy that writes for The Athletic.
Brooks.
The new guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooks.
What is next?
I can watch games from around the league. I can scout future opponents. I can update the iOS on my phone. I can binge watch seasons of Baywatch. Nick Sirianni sitting at the podium listing things he can do in his new role.
Text line.
It was a long answer.
I'll tell you what he can't do is take 25 minutes of our show every Monday.
Well, welcome back,
buddy. Yeah, I don't say welcome back.
All right. We got a baseball team in town, 7 games up on the Mets and Braves, and they play a home game tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.